It's about more.
More than
because
five.
Even on the plane, they just said 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's a little more than the 20 minutes.
I see. So it's quite a lot, quite a greater distance than Nevis.
Yeah, it's a greater distance than Nevis.
Yeah,
it's Nevis. A greater distance.
Yeah, and even Nevis takes you about an hour when you on the ferry.
It's a greater distance.
Uh-huh. I see. And so, tell me about your. Did you just go to England once?
No, I've been there three times.
For what reasons? How?
One of the reasons, my mom was sick, my sisters and brothers and my mom were living.
Oh, they lived there, right.
They lived in England for years and years, and my mom took sick and wished that I was there to see her.
Sure.
And then I've been there. And I spent 6 months, and after the 6 months, my sister then renewed the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I had another 3 months, and then I came home. I went back again, I spent 6 months there with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2000, she passed away.
I see.
I went back for the funeral,
yeah.
And I spent 3 months.
I see.
Since that, I haven't been back.
Yeah, well, that's pretty. That must have made your visit to England pretty sad then, if your mother was sick.
Yeah.
But did you like England otherwise?
Yeah, I like it. At first, the first visit I had,
yeah.
I didn't so like it because I went up at the time where it was snowing and so.
Yeah.
But then after being back there and were there in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that it was cold, it wasn't as cold as before when I first went.
How did you go? Did you go to Barbados and then how did you fly to England from here?
Well, from here to Antigua.
Antigua.
And from Antigua.
Nonstop.
Yeah. But I went to Barbados because I had to get, I was trying to get a visa to go to the States.
I see.
And I had to go to Barbados to get a visa, which I get 10 years.
Uh-huh. But you haven't been to the States?
No, I haven't been to the States. I have been to St. Thomas, Tortola and St. Thomas.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Tortola is the British
version.
Yeah,
British.
But you plan to go to the States? You go to Michigan?
Well, I plan it all the time.
You plan to get cold. Go in the summer. Don't go in the winter. Don't go in the winter. It'll be very cold.
But you know, sometimes when it's not you alone traveling, and you have to raise money, sometimes you cannot make it for you, but you will make it for the others.
Yeah.
You see, so that is my problem.
Yeah. What struck you when you were in England that things that were so different from home?
Well, the change. We had a change, the change in the weather, and then being with your family there again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah.
But the weather, I mean, is this season right now about as cool as it gets?
No, sometimes it's hotter.
Yeah, when does it get the coolest? Would you say around hurricane season?
Yeah, around that time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, around that time.
Okay. Do you like to travel? Did you really enjoy it?
Yes, I enjoy traveling.
Bet you do. Enjoy
traveling.
Why?
just
to see the thing.
You know, sometimes you just need a break and you want to get out to enjoy traveling.
Okay, well, that's great. Now let's talk for a couple minutes about if you remember childhood games. Can you remember some of the games you played when you were a child?
Yeah, a lot of games.
Tell me about them.
A lot of games. We used to play a game they call, hide and seek.
All right.
It was a gang of us and we had to hide.
Mm-hmm.
And this person had to catch us. You know, they call that hide and seek. When you catch me, I had to go out and I had to do the same thing with you.
I see.
And he had a game we used to play peewit.
Mm-hmm.
And this peewit game was similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you hide somewhere and sometimes where you hide, the person cannot find you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do come out and you give it up, they have to give you something in return.
You know how you spell peewit?
Fine.
You don't know? You ever heard it spelled?
No, never. Unless I can spell it off.
Well, how would you do it? How would you spell it? If you had to write it down, how would you spell it?
I don't know if you were to spell it the same way as me, like to say P-E.
Yeah.
V-I-T.
Okay.
P-E-V-I-T.
All right. Okay.
P-E-E-V-I-T.
That's great. That is terrific.
Yeah,
now, and those were like smaller children. Did you play? You remember any games? You